is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and joined in studio here today by two board members with the Friends of the Peace Memorial Auditorium. We have Kathy Jeveltowski and Jerry Rosine here in studio with us here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Now, I understand there's some fun events coming up here with the Peace Memorial Auditorium. There was something planned this week, but that, I understand, was canceled. Right, Jerry?
We got notice, yes. Normally, we have two shows a year sponsored by the Phi Mu Alpha Music Fraternity of the Kansas State. And we have two shows each year. This year, the Christmas show has been canceled because of a lot of activity at the college, because of bad weather, and because they always have their fun time with final exams during this period of time. So we postponed the Christmas show or the winter show until spring. So in the spring, we will have a bang-up show, and we will make sure it will welcome everybody in the community that would like to come.
Okay. That's unfortunate, but it's...
It is unfortunate, but they always say give the bad news first and then the good news second. So we start out with the bad news, and then we came in with the good news for the show coming up in the spring.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's move on to you, Kathy, then. There's a dedication coming up here?
Well, we had a dedication in October, okay. And so that's one of the things we do want to talk about, is to make sure people know that we have completed a lot of improvements and renovations in the auditorium, that we spent 5 years working to fundraise and also in partnership with the city. So we want people to know that the space has been renovated, and if you haven't been there in a while, you know, you might want to stop by sometime and check it out. So the improvements that we've provided, we have a sound system now. The auditorium did not have a sound system, so even a basic kind of PA system to do just any kind of announcements was not available, but now we have that. We have a sound system. We also have new performance lighting above the stage. Before, there was pretty limited performance lighting, and now we have a whole new lighting system. The lights above the stage are LED, and they are programmable to be any color that a computer can imagine to make them. And there's also new spotlights in the ceiling above the gym floor. So that part is all new. The stage floor was all refurbished. We have brand new performance curtains. If anybody had been there recently, they might know the main drape had a big stain on it before. Well, we have a new drape for that. The black curtains in the back, some of them were kind of holey and ripped up. Those have all been replaced. There's air conditioning. That was installed a few years ago, but for 60 years of its life, it never had air conditioning. So now people can come and enjoy a performance in comfort. The original vintage seats that, you know, they've been there since 1955, had kind of a long, hard life. They've been refurbished. They are still there. We do have the original seating still there. Any of the parts that were broken, we found a vendor that made compatible reproductions, and we've installed new parts where they were needed. So you don't have to worry about sitting down in a seat that's going to break and you're going to fall backward. So that's all been fixed up, and it's a kind of a really nice new-looking space.
Also, everything that we've done, we have the basic stuff in there for right now. And so we're going to find out how that works out, where you've got some new stuff on order. Everything in the auditorium is upgradable, so we can make this really a bang-up operation. So performers or anybody that happens to come in there will be very pleased with it.
All right. This is the community's building here, this auditorium. A lot of events hosted there. I know I was there earlier this month for the Veterans Day celebration. How needed were these renovations, would you say?
Well, the space was built in 1955, and unfortunately there had not been a lot of updates since 1955. And so, like I mentioned with the air conditioning, people kind of expect some of those things nowadays. And they were needed if you wanted to keep using the space. So, you know, a sound system was needed if you want people to continue to use the space. And better stage lighting were needed if you wanted people to use the space. But in terms of use in the community, there's always a need for public space that can be rented for, as you mentioned, Veterans Day programs or other activities. It does have a gym in it, so there are a lot of sports activities that take place. You know, we just don't have a lot of space like that that's available for anybody in the community, and it is also handicapped accessible. That was another improvement that was made, is that there was a new stair lift added for the stage, so there's now handicapped access to the stage, and that is needed in the community. There's always a demand for rentable space.
All right. How I guess this is probably with the Friends organization here. You probably did a lot of fundraising, I imagine.
Oh, yes, we did.
I think we've hit about every business and person in town so far. The fundraising has been kind of the fun part, because we would go out and we would meet with the owners of companies or whoever their designated people were, and then we would make a small presentation. And we got a lot of really positive response and got to know these people around town a lot better. So we will continue the fundraising for different projects for Peace Memorial and maybe other projects that will happen around town where they can use our services.
Okay. How? Let's say there's somebody listening here today and they're like, okay, well, I think I'd like to be involved with that. Where would they get more information about that?
You can talk to the lady sitting next to me.
Okay.
Well, Peace Memorial Auditorium is owned by the City of Manhattan. And so if someone needs to rent the facility, they should contact the Parks and Recreation Department if they would like to rent it, because the Parks and Recreation Department coordinates the rentals. And I do want to mention that, yes, we did a lot of fundraising, but the city did also contribute to these improvements. They also were our partner in this, and some of these improvements were financed by the city.
Okay. What else do you guys have going on here right now at the auditorium?
Well, one thing we want to mention, too, especially with Pearl Harbor coming up, is that a year ago, one of the other improvements we did is we created a Veterans Memorial Wall in the foyer to the auditorium. And we also have an interactive kiosk in the foyer where one can learn about the 101 servicemen from Riley County who were killed in World War II. And we also have a website version of that kiosk. So anybody listening at home or can't make it down to the auditorium to the kiosk can see this at home. And that website is peacememorial101.org. And so we want to make sure people are aware of that. You know, maybe you have a World War II veteran in your family, and you can see if they're on the list and provide us information about them. And we'd love to create a profile for them. On the memorial wall, we have the 101 on the wall. If you have someone in your family that you think maybe should be on that wall, you know, you can also contact us. We've left some extra spaces where we can add names if we need to.
All right. Well, that's a great deal there. And obviously December 7th, that's just right around the corner here. So
right.
We're coming up on another anniversary of that day.
One final statement is that the foyer and the auditorium have two separate purposes. Number one, in total, they are a living memorial that can grow with the community. And also, the foyer is dedicated to the 101 that died during World War II. The auditorium is dedicated to all veterans of all wars.
All right. Well, Jerry, appreciate that. Anything else here before we let you guys go that you'd like to highlight here?
Well, I'll just echo what Jerry was saying earlier, that while we've rededicated the auditorium and have kind of wrapped up the main improvements that we set out to do, we know there's still some things that we'd like to accomplish. When I mentioned the sound system, we put in kind of the basic, simple sound system, but we would like to expand that, have some more microphones, make it a little more user-friendly. So we are still kind of working on some of those details. And we've only had access to that equipment for about 6 weeks. So, you know, you're still kind of learning the equipment, kind of figuring out the bugs. And, you know, there may be some other things like that that we still want to add to. So we are still working on making it even more of a user-friendly space and still doing a little bit of fundraising.
Okay. So fundraising is ongoing then.
That's right.
For quite a while. All right. Well, and It's a great little place. I'm new to the area. Got to go there a couple times now, and it's a fantastic space. And the historical significance of it just makes it that much better here. So appreciate you coming in and sharing some more information about it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll continue on here on In Focus. Up next, a segment with Riley County Senior Service Center talking about the MLK Award. That's next on News Radio KMAN.